Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here, coming to you from Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. Talking some Penn State football for the next hour, kicking things off with news from the past few days, and that's going to go the whole way back, you know, in our case, to the hazing lawsuit that was brought against Jane Franklin in the program. I'm sure the other guys talked about this last week. We'll just bring you current with that. We'll also get into the hiring of a new wide receivers coach over the weekend, which for now fills out Jane Franklin's staff. Big recruiting weekend, some other odds and ends to get to. We will get to Penn State basketball. Jeff Brown will join us a little bit later. So we got a
He's
nice,
going to be happy today.
He's going to be happy today. We last time we had talked to him, they were they had they lost? They had just lost their third in a row.
Yes.
Right. So, but he's ever the optimist. And so now he's got plenty to be optimistic about. So we'll get into all that coming up. We've got a good show coming up for you. Let's start with the news, though. I think the big piece of news, obviously, Taylor Stubblefield, the new wide receivers coach from Miami, but from a lot of other places as well. Football yeah. Scoop was on this about a day or so early. Penn State confirmed it on Sunday. So James Franklin has a full staff. What are your first thoughts on Taylor Stubblefield, the man, the hire?
Not in James Franklin's usual assistant coach wheelhouse would be my first takeaway. When I first saw the Football Scoop report on Saturday, I figured it was correct only because James Franklin tends to keep things pretty close to the vest when it comes to searching for position coaches and coordinators, for that matter, any hire. So the fact that, you know, a name had finally come up in this search, you know, it made a lot of sense that Stubblefield was probably going to end up being the guy. So interesting background. I mean, he likes to job hop. There's no doubt about that. He has been to a number of different schools since he started his full-time career in 2007. I'm sure many Penn State fans remember him from his time at Purdue, where he was an All-American in 2004, caught a touchdown pass against the Lions that year, was at one point in time the NCAA's career receptions leader, though he has since been passed on that list. But the guy was certainly a heck of a player, and he's mentored some good players, albeit not at traditionally strong schools. And I know that, you know, some Miami fans kind of felt like he was maybe underwhelming on their staff this year. I'm not really sure how you can evaluate that after just one season, but, you know, I guess we did it with David Corley, so it can certainly be done. But they had some decent receivers and guys who put up some decent numbers and things like that, so we'll see. I mean, Sean Fitz from Lions 247 wrote that he was known for being a technician more than a recruiter, and I think that's another interesting factor about this decision as well, because a lot of times, you know, you'll want your receivers coach to be a pretty strong, active recruiter. I don't know if Taylor Stubblefield necessarily has that in his background, but he's going to be asked to do it. But, you know, it's just interesting to me that, you know, Phil Troutwine has a very good recruiting background, but Kirk Ciarrocca, not so much. I mean, he's more of a teacher and coach than a recruiter, and Taylor Stubblefield appeals to be the same way. I don't know if that's a philosophy shift for Penn State or if it's just the way the cards kind of fell this year, but you know, clearly the guy can coach. There's no doubt about that, and he could play this position as well. Can he get this group rolling in the right direction? No, that'll be his next big test.
Some would say finally on that, right? So I did see some of the dialogue going between Penn State fans and Miami fans and others. And I do see, you know, from my calculations, 10 career stops in 13 years. So there's some real Rolling Stone dynamics here. And it's, for a position coach like this, that's not the worst thing in the world if you're back to the drawing board next year.
Right.
Wouldn't be new for Penn State either. I would also add that once upon a time, James Franklin's resume looked exactly the same.
Fair.
And he's settled into some permanence here at Penn State and as a head coach. And, you know, the difference, I guess, is that Stubblefield has been only a wide receivers coach, you know, every step along the way. So it's not like he's climbing the ladder. He's zigzagging. So you never know. But I do agree that it's off the beaten path just a little bit. And we'll see. I don't know that you know, he might not have a reputation as a recruiter, but he better start recruiting. And we'll see, you know, with his background and the limited amount of time he spent at Miami, you hate to get too carried away with, oh, he's going to recruit Florida. That was my first thought that came up. But I'm not sure if there's much to really dive into on that one.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you would hope that he built up some connections during his time down there. I mean, if he didn't, what was he doing down there for all that time? But, you know, I think that, yeah, we don't know how much time we have left to talk here, so that's interesting. We'll figure it out. But I guarantee it's more than the time that Taylor Stubblefield has spent in any – I mean, what, he's been literally a new job almost every single year.
Almost every year, which is
interesting. You make a good point, though, that James Franklin resume looked like that as well. But, yeah, we'll see. So he's a Washington guy. Obviously was very good at Purdue. I'm just looking at his 247 profile here. So one guy that, you know, I'm just looking at who he has – you know, picked up and received commitment from on the recruiting trail. And really the only guy that pops up is Romello Brinson, who was a receiver who I believe signed with Miami, did not sign with Miami. So he's a 2021 recruit who was once, you know, looked like he was going to go to Miami. It doesn't appear that's the case anymore, but I do wonder if Penn State might try and get involved with him at this point now that, you know, he's moved on. Obviously his receivers coach has moved on to Penn State.
Yeah, so interesting hire. I think you never know what to expect. And I think for the layperson, for any of us who are not in these meeting rooms, who aren't sitting in, obviously, when James Franklin is talking to Taylor Stubblefield, don't know the dynamics that exist between Franklin and Stubblefield that might date back a while. You can't really judge this thing until you start to see the product on the field. Just the only thing that jumps out is, you know, the odds, the history suggests that Penn State could very well be in the same position this time next year.
To me, I kind of like the, and I don't want this to come off the wrong way because, but, you know, sometimes you just feel like maybe getting more of a teacher and a coach into this kind of a job is a big deal. And maybe it just feels that way because we've seen Penn State have some struggles with drops and with consistency out of its receivers play. So maybe now that you get a guy who is, you know, more of a teacher than a recruiter, if that is indeed true, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world for a position group that Dustin, it's going to have to take a big step forward this year because there's a lot of young guys that, you know, obviously have played a little bit, but maybe not up to their full potential. And then there's some young guys who haven't had the chance to step on the field at all yet. And everyone's going to be gunning to replace, you know, KJ Hamler and be up there with Jahan Dotson as one of the top targets.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State football. New wide receivers coach Taylor Stubblefield. We have got more coming up on him. Big recruiting weekend as well. It's also down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion. Couple weeks here between now and the big game. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's the place to get all of your big game bets. You can check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares, by downloading the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN. And get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, it is an interesting time to have another shift. The third time in 3 years, you're going to have a shift in guidance at that wide receiver spot. Now, one of the differences here is that you go from having a sure thing now in KJ Hamler to having really no sure things in this wide receiver group. That could be spun into a positive, saying that everything's up for evaluation now. Taylor Stubblefield can come in and kind of have his hands on not only teaching and coaching these guys up, but how this rotation takes shape. And he has no shortage of options.
Correct.
He didn't have any shortage of options even before they brought six guys in the 2020 class. So there's a bunch of players here. And, you know, my only issue, I guess, is that there, in a lot of cases, it's hard to really differentiate between a lot of these guys. There's not a lot of separation between what you have at one. And Jahan Dotson would be, you know, the odds-on favorite to be your number one receiver and maybe take a big step forward. The step that a lot of us maybe thought he was going to take last season, to take that step next year. After that, just all bets are off. And Penn State has recruited into that position where, you know, there is no clear-cut number one, number two. They've got a lot of sorting out to do. That'll be one of the things that Stubblefield will have to do this winter and spring.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the first thing he's going to have to do is, you know, we heard Jarrett Parker when he came to Penn State talk a lot about the idea that, you know, Penn State, they didn't want to talk about the past and the drops and the inconsistencies of the past. They wanted to move on and talk about the future. And, you know, I don't know if Jarrett Parker did a bad job of doing that and making sure those guys felt like family to him. But you just wonder, and now granted, there's a lot of younger guys in that room, so it's probably, you know, not the worst thing in the world, because you just have to, that KJ Hamler left for the NFL, you just wonder if there's a jadedness factor of those guys of, oh, here we go again. You know, some of them, I guess Cam Sullivan Brown might be the only one old enough to date back to Josh Gattis, and I'm not even sure he fits that bill, but, you know, it's just, they're in a situation now where those guys in that room are going to be, some of them are receiving the third message of their career, and some of them will be getting the second, and you understand that that's possible when you come to a program and go play college football and realize that guys move around all the time, but I imagine it's difficult to, you know, feel like you're getting into a groove when you keep hearing a new voice every spring practice, every summer camp, every season. So it'll be interesting to see what obstacles Taylor Stubblefield might have to overcome just to be able to get to a place where these guys and he are on the same page on the on-field and off-field issues that, you know, come up during and before and after a season.
And here's one other element to this. You have a new offensive coordinator, Kirk Ciarrocca. He's got a reputation for maximizing wide receivers. You saw that in Minnesota's offense. Also, I think the bigger story in Minnesota was maximizing Tanner Morgan into one of the nation's best, most efficient passers. But you do kind of wonder how much of these assistant coaching hires are meant to be a marriage with your offensive coordinator. And then how dangerous, so to speak, is it to make that a package deal if that's what's going on? You know, does Taylor Stubblefield teach a technique and teach guys in a way that really has some synergy with the way that Kirk Ciarrocca designs an offense? Maybe. I don't know the extent to that, but I think it's fair to maybe have that discussion about them building this package of new offensive voices and how permanent that package could be.
Correct. No doubt about it. And you just do wonder, yeah, that's the one question we have not been able to ask James Franklin yet, but Phil Troutwine, Taylor Stubblefield, how much of, you know, what Kirk Ciarrocca system, how much input did he have on these hires? I'm assuming a lot, but we don't know the answer to that yet.
I also believe, you know, Kirk Ciarrocca, I think they've got a guy who maybe has ambitions for something more, but I could also see him being at Penn State for a while.
Kirk Ciarrocca, you mean? Yeah, me too.
So I'm not sure if you don't have this shooting star of an offensive coordinator. You've got a guy who's been really, really solid and who's done that job for a while. So maybe you're starting to get a little bit more permanent situation here at that spot. All right, we're going to keep talking Penn State football here, looking at a recruiting weekend, some other odds and ends as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with that.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.